loan guaranteed.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
We do have liftoff here on America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney welcoming WMEL 1300 AM Space Coast, baby. Woo! How about it? Oh, I love me some Cocoa Beach. I do. I'm serious. I see many future broadcasts coming from that area. Matt, how about it? You want to go to Cocoa Beach?
Definitely. Too bad the winter's already over, but I'll take some Florida.
I'll take some Florida, too. And let me tell you something about Cocoa Beach. It's a great place to surf. What's really wild about the place, though, is if you're in a copter, I don't even think about this, though, when I'm there. At certain times of the year, they've had some weird things happen with sharks. They're a little bit out. And people in Florida know this. It's so rare, the shark attack thing. And when it happens, when a shark happens to bite someone's ankle, it makes big news. But you can see sometimes the sharks on the coastline from the helicopter shots. You know, you look down and you see them and you're like, whoa, was I surfing there earlier in the day? But it is a really, really sweet place. It may be. I mean, in fact, it definitely makes my top 4 beaches in the world. I love it. I love that area, and I am so excited that we are on there. So thank you very much, Space Coast Harper, John Harper and the boys over there at WMEL. There's always stuff to talk about, too, with space. We still have a couple shuttles left. That's it. All right, let's get to a couple of the quick headers at the top from the get-go. While you are busy and safe here in the United States, theoretically, filling out your NCAA tournament pool, the people in Japan, I really think, are still in shock. Do you know that they increased the strength of that quake? The Richter scale, you always look at the number. 9.0, they're saying officially. No, it's 9.0. You saw the tsunami pictures, and now we're getting more video, different looks at what happened. Because people in some of the areas where it hit flipped open cameras or whatever and were able to get shots of it. And you see how dramatic. And here you have the government in Japan warning now 140,000 people should just stay inside to avoid exposure because of radiation. They're saying high levels of radiation leaked from the nuclear plant in the tsunami torn up area of northeastern Japan. And this after a third reactor was rocked by an explosion on Tuesday. A fourth caught fire in now what's been a 4-day-old catastrophic event that hit Northern California when I was in California. The tsunami damage there, about 50 million or so. And you saw maybe some of the aftermath of that where the boats were turned upside down and they looked like little toy boats in a bath. And like somebody had just smashed the water. And that was all the way from that 9.0 tsunami. Scary, scary stuff. 91 countries coming to the aid of Japan, of course, they're our ally, right? You got to be concerned. You think of Japan, and you think of China. You think of our debt. It doesn't take a genius to connect all the dots here. And the markets are just tanking. The Asian markets have been smashed. Whacked, thrashed, whatever you want to call it. I mean, the nuclear crisis is crippling the money system. And our markets, the Dow, the Nasdaq, the S&P, not great either. Down, definitely down. And that might get worse. Japan did feed more money to some of the banks with the stock slump. And they're, like I said, they're trying to handle this event that's now turned into a series of events, because you have the tsunami, you know, you have the earthquake, you have the tsunami, now you have this nuclear threat, which is very, very big. Can't say it enough. I always mention that this show is about water cooler buzz, and every single one of us, every person I talk to, you know, the first thing they say, they talk about Japan. Talk about Japan. We're going to talk about some other things, too, like the stopgap spending bill, what's going to happen there, like the NFL out on strike. Yeah, we got a couple of things we can count. We're coming up on another we can count. And, oh, yeah, how about Libya? What's going on with Muammar Gaddafi, our president? He's standing firm finally. Once again, he's sticking to his guns. He's got to go, in his own words, Mr. President.
We both share the view that Mr. Gaddafi has lost legitimacy and he needs to leave.
And part of that came because the president was in talks on Monday, what they call high-level talks with the Libyan opposition. And they actually introduced a liaison to deal with the people, to deal with the ranks of people, I guess. And at this point, pretty much undecided exactly how to support a group that we know nothing too little about, because you got turmoil, chaos, uncertainty, pick an adjective, whichever one you want, and it continues to roll through the Arab world. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
I'm great. How about you?
Ooh, simply lovely.
Cool.
Because of what happened in Japan, the ISF, the International, or the ISU, the International Skating Union, has canceled the World Figure Skating Championships.
I heard that, but thanks for telling us. Yes.
Yeah, you know, because here in Canada, you know, figure skating is, big sport with us, and some people, understood, and some people at the same time were, disappointed. So, you're going to get both sides,
I think a lot of people like figure skating. That's why you've got the various Disney on Ice and whatever
right.
It's called in the United States. You have the figure skaters that get to tour afterwards. Yeah.
Smucker Stars on Ice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about the NHL general managers are meeting this week in Florida. As someone called it used to be a yawn session, but now they're going to be talking about headshots. I mean, it's like, excuse me, gentlemen, you're like closing the barn door after the horse has been stolen.
Love that expression.
I know we laugh at it, but seriously, after, what's been going, Sid Crosby, and I'm thinking of Patrick Reddy after what happened with him last week. I don't know if you finally saw it on YouTube.
I did.
And, I think, being a Montreal Canadian fan, I'm thinking, okay, Ochoa should have gotten something, but then he only got called for interference. If he would have gotten checking from behind or major for roughing, then he would have got something. Tomorrow night before the game against the Capitals, there's going to be a demonstration out in front of the Bell Center for Pacioretty.
Ooh, you're going to have to give us an update on that.
I'll tell you tomorrow. I'll let you know what happened. Okay?
Yeah, they want some revenge up there in Montreal, and I don't blame them.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Voice has changed. She has that British accent now. How are you an American? I'm talking about Madonna, by the way. That's an old song from the 80s. How do you grow up in the United States, go to England, and especially grow up in, didn't you grow up like in Michigan, the tough streets of Detroit or something outside of Detroit, and then you go to England, and when you hear her talk in interviews, I've only heard a few interviews, she has an English, a bit of an English accent. Like, I grew up in Jersey. It'd be like me going back to Jersey, and that's how I talk. I have, like, kind of a Cockney accent. I would just love to see how the people would look, like my Italian family and my Irish, the Irish side of my family, how they'd look at me. Trust me. Cross-eyed. Instead of, yo, how you guys doing? Hello, gang. How are you? I'm sorry. I spent a couple of weeks in England, and I've adopted that accent, I don't know. Just for grins, I thought I would address that. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. You can join in the fun. Actually, the sadness with this Japan stuff is just awful. And there, the numbers, there's all kinds of ways to look at this. 800-259-5791. One of the crazy things I heard today is they're talking about the quake now is a 9.0, and the tsunami in Japan has actually moved, the earthquake and the tsunami actually moved the island, they say, closer to the U.S., and it shifted the planet's axis. So what does that mean? Well, apparently the quake caused this rift 15 miles below the seafloor. Okay, we get that. Can you picture the seafloor in your head? Now think 15 miles below. And it stretched 180 and 86 miles long, 93 miles wide. 93 miles wide. Terrifying. So now Japan has shifted, and the planet's axis has shifted. Has Californians talking about the big quake? That's always the question. When will the big quake hit? When will the big one hit? Remember Northridge in the 90s and how terrible that was. When is the next one? When something like this happens and people are watching. And then, of course, the tsunami that hit California, the northern coast of California afterwards. Yeah, that conversation comes around. But it is really sad to see the people in Japan. You know, comedians, they have this thing where they're on stage and they tell a joke that's, oof, just not the right timing for that. And they say, too soon? Have you ever heard that? Too soon? Well, Gilbert Gottfried, he was the voice of the Affleck, you know, the Affleck commercials, the duck, Affleck. And he was fired because of some of the things that he said, you know, off-color jokes about Japan that he posted. And they got wind of it. And immediately said, yeah, not for us. And it was things that he posted, the tweeting. Boy, I'll tell you what Twitter is becoming famous for. Making people famous and making people lose gigs because they say things that get out there that are ridiculous. And Gottfried voiced the duck in that ad campaign since 2000. You know, he's that abrasive voice that you hear, but he fired off about a dozen jokes over the weekend, and all of them in some way or another, I guess, were ripping on the tsunami and the earthquake. And the company said, you know, they were lacking in humor and they don't represent our thoughts and how we conduct ourselves, and he's gone. The price of a joke. That's the too soon thing. Too soon, wrong to, I mean, are you kidding? With what just happened there, like I said, that the devastation. I mean, you could go anywhere and you look at it and you're just dumbfounded, I think. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Rick, how you doing?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Maybe they replace him with Charlie Sheen. He needs a job.
He doesn't need a job. Charlie Sheen is probably making even more money than he made on that crazy show that nobody saw. Two men and a kid?
Yeah.
Well, he is doing some live show, and this live show is sold out already. And, you know, let me tell you, I just came from Los Angeles, and he lives up in the hills of Sherman Oaks. And it's incredible. It's like Charlie Sheen watch. They talked about Japan a lot and the fact that in L.A. they were going to get hit with a tsunami aftermath. They even blocked off all the beaches when I was there. They blocked off Malibu and said, get out of here. You can't go down there. But the other part of the equation was they were talking about Charlie Sheen nonstop. And he just put up this live show, and the tickets are already gone. He's doing several appearances. I guess he's doing an appearance in Detroit and Chicago, and in minutes it was gone. Tickets gone.
I just can't imagine what kind of show that'd be.
I don't know, where he just rambles on and on. Well, what does he do? I don't know. What would he do on stage?
Yeah,
should do some kind of video thing? I don't know.
Wave that machete around or something, or bring his glasses with him or something?
I don't know. But you know what? He's suing the producers for $100 million, though, for breach of contract.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But I just wonder what they're going to do out West Coast when that nuclear waste starts falling down on them.
Oh, they're hoping that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Trust me.
It's worse than what they're letting on. I mean, that nuclear stuff went up in the air faster than they thought they did, I think.
Well, yeah, the scare and the... The scare is panicking a lot of people. That's why the Nike and the markets are plummeting. Yes.
Yeah, and that stuff gets up in the atmosphere and then
you don't know.
Way that drops down on us.
Please don't predict that.
Well, it happens. Chernobyl over Russia, you know, that spread for miles and miles. They didn't tell everybody what really happened, but.
Well, the people in the area, yes, they should absolutely be concerned.
Mm-hmm. But I think some of that stuff's going to float over this way and land on America first. Land over in Oregon or Washington or somewhere.
Ugh. I don't know. That's a lot. It's a lot of travel.
Yeah.
I don't. I think that I'm just going to be optimistic and say I think it dissipates too far.
I don't know. I don't know how that stuff travels.
No, it's too far. For the people, certainly for the people in close, any of those close towns, absolutely. And yes, it's scary how it's gotten into the atmosphere, how quickly it went out. But it's not. It's too far away. No way.
Oh, okay. When they start blowing at night.
It's, trust me. I'm going to tell you, I think it's fine. I feel confident to say that. You know what's interesting, though, Rick, about it? Because I think nuclear energy, the way the French have done it, is brilliant. And we keep talking about sources and how cheap it is and how it works. Well, then this happens. And, you know, everybody's going to say, well, forget it. Look, this is the kind of thing, you can have this kind of an accident. But the president has brought up nuclear energy and isn't backing off of it.
I don't know. He might run into a brick wall on this stuff. I think
he might. He might. In France, they're backing down now, even. So yeah. maybe he will.
I think that he'll have to back down on that because I think too many people is going to be against it.
Yeah.
Japanese thing. So what's the deal on the NFL? Are they getting close to selling or?
No. I have some pretty good sources on. No, they're not even talking. I have some pretty good sources on this who cover the NFL day in and day out. They make their living strictly on the NFL. And they're saying now that it's not going to go away anytime soon because at the end, they're so far apart. I keep saying the same thing, but it is a battle between the billionaires and the millionaires and they can't come to terms on this. Will it eventually be solved? You would think, but one of my really good sources out of New York says, and that he's got sources in the league office, says that they think they miss at least a couple games, if not the whole season. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's going to hurt them more than anything.
Oh, think of the other people it hurts, too.
Yeah.
There are people who just clean stadiums, who make money that they need to feed their families because they make a decent amount of money as they do that week in and week out. There are vendors that hire people. It seems like chump change to some, but that's Christmas money and beyond. And then people who sell merchandise who also employ people to work at their stores, and so they're going to lose money. So there is serious ripple effects, I think, for the NFL in this lockout, to be certain.
Oh, yeah.
Rick, thanks for the call. We'll talk to you again. Appreciate it. Coming up, we got some odds and ends as we kick the can down the road here on ATN.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Down the road here at ATN, and we have a little more juice still in it. And talking to Rick in Illinois, a couple of things, Rick. One, in talking about the radiation, you know, we have Navy ships about 100 miles from that nuclear power plant. They were repositioned somewhat after the low-level radiation contamination. So there is, they're not ignoring it. The ships are part of the 7th Fleet, and that's about 60 vessels or so, 40,000 on the ships. And what they're saying, the Public Affairs Office is saying the amount of radiation detected really presents little danger. From their perspective, the maximum potential radiation dose received by any ship's force per the amount on the ship is minuscule at best. They're saying minuscule. Although they're not saying non-existent, because they can't 100% say that. But they're detecting that, yes, it's little danger. and the dose received by any of the personnel when it passed through the area was less than the exposure actually that they received from about 1 month of exposure to a natural background radiation from rocks and soil and sun. That's what they're saying from the 7th Fleet. Now, 17 air crew members who were doing the relief missions aboard helicopters had low levels of radioactivity, but they also say that it's easily removed. And the fleet is helping Japan, but they're moving to an area that's not downwind from the site just to be safe. This is a precautionary measure kind of deal. Okay, here's the other thing. In picking up the ball about the NFL and this lockout, and my inside sources say, forget about it. I hope they're wrong. But the one guy that, and I'll just say, he's a guy, he's a writer that I've been talking to. The guy is like, I mean, seriously, he's as right as rain. He's always on. He has incredible access to the NFL. And he really believes that at least a couple of games, if not the whole season, that there's not any movement whatsoever. I hope he's wrong, because I don't want the season tanked for selfish reasons. We like nail the score. I like to watch the Eagles. I like to watch the football highlights. I mean, yeah, we can do other things on Sunday, but I like football. Don't take my football away. But it's not looking good. Here's what Kevin Mahway had to say about the NFL labor lockout in the schedule.
18 games is not going to happen through the NFL Players Association. We cannot justify it for the safety and health of our players. So the 18 games was taken off the table the first time they proposed it, and it was not part of the proposal the last time we gave it to them, and it never will be.
All right, they're sticking to their guns. They are not playing 18 games. Too risky. I agree. Who's playing 18 games plus the preseason games, even if they took away two? I don't think so. Dan in Texas, it's your turn. What's up, brother?
According to Mark in New York, hello, girlfriend. Okay, first off, my condolences go out to Japan. We said our prayer for him tonight, as we always do. And a sad, sad situation.
Yes.
Wish him nothing but the best. Now, the reason the boys up there are doing their little protest with the Tea Party situation is because they want to cut out that $105 billion from Obamacare. And little Christie, Mr. I'm going to take care of everything, he got $39 million from Obamacare, and he put in a bid for 40 more. That's why he didn't join the suit with the other 26 states. So I don't have any use for Christie. If I had my druthers, I would vote for Sarah Palin if she does run. I think she would be a dynamic person, and she could walk into any room and have more experience than the idiot that's in the White House right now. And to say the least, anything that man does is designed to destroy this country. And I don't think we're going to even have to worry about election. You better have some gold, because I'm telling you, we got some stuff coming down on us, and we ain't got 2 years. We will never see another election in this country under Obama. This man plans some dastardly deed, and I'm warning everybody, this guy is an enemy of America. Okay.
Wait. Why, we're not going to see another election? He wants to win another election.
No, he doesn't. He's a Muslim fundamentalist, and he wants to destroy America, just like the guys that took down the towers there in New York. Now, I know you think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you the straight of it.
I didn't say you were crazy.
Well, this guy is an enemy of America. If you check on every single thing he done, it's been a lie. And another thing, you know that supposed increase in oil that we supposedly had, and he took all the credit for it?
Right.
All of that information was from the Super Horse drilling that was started under Clinton and carried on under Bush, and he had nothing to do with it, but he took the credit for it, Kate.
You're right. No, you're right. That's accurate. That was a good thing that you pointed out. That's accurate. He did take the credit for it, and absolutely, that was phony baloney that was thrown out there, but most people wouldn't check on that or don't know that.
Anything that's wrong as far as him, it wasn't my fault, or I wasn't there, or blah, 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 blah. You know, and with this man, he said something one time that made absolutely perfect sense. It was words, just words. That's all it is, and that's his whole thing. He speaks, but the man has no gravitas. He's a worthless piece of crap.
Oh, Dan in Texas, fighting words. Thanks for the call. I really, honestly, when it comes to Obama, I mean, here's the thing. I say fighting words because, listen, if anyone wants to defend the president, feel free to do it. I'm not going to defend the president because I think he's ineffective. I don't think he's a terrible person, though. I don't think that he's trying to destroy the nation. I think he's just ineffective in a presidential role because he's trying to be everybody's friend, and there is no middle in this for him. And Dan is right in that sense where he says, oh, they're just words. I agree with you, Dan. I think that a lot of times they're just trying to put out fires, and he's just trying to put out fires. And because I believe he wants people to like him, and that's the problem. I think you just are who you are. The buck stops there, and too bad if people don't like it. If people didn't like Bush, you know what? Too bad. That administration did what they were going to do. And we've had the most, the left of left of reporters on this show, our pal Ellen Ratner. We love Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News because, one, she's a huge insider in Washington, and super conservative people like Ellen because they can talk to her, they can argue with her. But regardless of me telling you about Ellen is the fact that she said the administration is ridiculous when it comes to things like information about whatever the crisis is and calling press conferences, and then they're not there. They don't show up, or they cancel the last second. Everybody treks to the White House constantly. And she said, look, you know, the Bush people, if they called something, they said it was going down, it went down, period, end of story. So I agree, Dan, with some of what you say, but the other part, I don't think you're crazy. I think you're just extreme, and you hate Obama. I get it, but I don't think he's going anywhere. And absolutely, he wants another term. There's no question. There's a guy named David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs. You know both of those guys. They're not in Washington. Why? Because they're trying to make the machine continue to run for a re-election. They're in place working on all of that, trying to figure that all out. He's not trying to go away. He's trying to get another term. Absolutely, he's trying to get another term. And he's going to get that term unless somebody, or unless, let's say, more catastrophes occur. Unemployment's higher, and you can't deny where the unemployment's at, the monetary system, whatever. If all of that stuff were to continue, then kiss it goodbye. There's no question. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen. The question is, who's going to run? And who's going to run on the other side? And people forget about Ross Perot, who got, what did he get, 14% of the vote or something like that back in 92. You know, there could be some real thorns in the side of whoever the Republican is that's going to run. But, and there is one great candidate, and that's the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie. But he's not going to run if he thinks he has no prayer of winning against an incumbent president who still has pretty high approval ratings at this point. If those approval ratings go in the different direction and the economy sinks and unemployment's high, then that's a much different story. Taking some calls on the flip side. Hang with us.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Jump in, 800-259-5791. All right, so I got a couple of chats here that I'm going to go to, including, let's see, this one. This is from Dr. Robert Gett. He says, we need to support him again and again to get in as President of the United States. Obama is at the same time a peace man. He's not a murderer like George Bush, who killed so many kids and mothers in Afghanistan and Iraq. And he says Obama is the greatest president ever seen in the USA. How about that? I think there's a few people that disagree with that. Then I got another one here in the email. Dan, you lit him up. Got another one here in the email from Jake listening to us in Austin. He says, I love it when Dan comes on. He becomes so unglued. Dan the man, you need to chill, my friend, and find three fingers of scotch. Although, in some ways, I agree with you. Just like Kate, only you need to temper it because it's not going to work that way. You will be labeled an extremist, and I bet you're not. You don't like Obama, I get it. But I don't believe he has some crazy, wicked Muslim plan to crank us all and make us believe and drink his Kool-Aid. I think the word Ms. Delaney used is ineffective. All right, there you go. So quickly, let's take some. Let's go down under to my pal Jack Alexander in Australia. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack. Good day, Kat. How are you doing?
I'm good. I've been dying to say that to you. Good day, my friend. What's up?
Well, seriously, I think your NFL stars are a bunch of wimps. I mean, there's only... I'm not a fan of Australian football, but they have a 26-week regular season. That's not including preseason competition and the postseason finals. 26 weeks. It's none of this special teams rubbish where you're only on the team for only on the field for that small moment. You're on the majority of players are on the field for the entire game.
Jack, yeah. are you trying to compare rugby to the NFL?
No, not rugby. Australian rules football.
Oh, Australia. I'm sorry, Australian rules football. Okay.
Most Americans that I've taken off to see games here, but they're jaws dropping. How can you play that without all the pain? It is so much rougher than what the football is at home.
All right, we're going to put that to a vote, Jack, because you are breaking up. Thank you for the call. Jack says Australian rules football is so much more manly and rough than the NFL. And they, after all, do 26 weeks. So what about it? Are the NFL guys a bunch of wimps? I'm going to say, Jack, you're all wet on that opinion. Listen, I have been down on the field, and the speed is scary. They hit each other like trains. And actually, I don't know that the pads are all that great in some cases, we found out. I think the NFL guys are not wimps. I don't. I think they're crybabies for not working this out, but so are the owners. I mean, look, there's got to be a way to negotiate this. It's called the art of the deal, and there's a way to do it. There's too much to lose on both sides, so why are they not coming together on this? There has to be a way to solve this. There has to be a way to do it. All right, Betty's listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hi, Betty. You have the floor.
Okay. Last week in the local newspaper, am I allowed to mention the name of the newspaper?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Lexington Herald Leader. I read an article, and it really disturbs me. Of course, it just reaffirms some of the things that I think is wrong with our country. First of all, the article is about the Food and Drug Administration. They approved this thing that happened. In the past, when women, were expecting and they would get, maybe 6 or 7 months and start having early labor, the doctor would give them a prescription and they would take it to the pharmacist and the pharmacist would mix up, this medication. And it would be a shot, and the women would have to pay $10 to $15 for the shot. And that would stop the labor, so they wouldn't go into labor early and, have their babies way too soon.
Right.
Well, now the Food and Drug Administration has said, well, you pharmacists can't do that anymore because we're going to let this one company have a patent or have something. They're going to make a prescription for this, and this one company is going to charge the women $1,500 per dose, and they said, oh, well, it'll be all right. The insurance will pay for it, or if the women can't afford it or don't have insurance, we'll make sure they get their medicine. So I'm wondering who is getting paid under the table because they allowed this company where, it's in the paper, the name of the company is, and if someone wanted to investigate it, they could. But when things like this happen, I know that somebody is making big bucks under the table, not to mention that pharmaceutical company is making way too much money, because if a pharmacy could make a shot for $10 to $15, then why would this other company be charging $1,500? So somebody needs to be investigating what's going on in our country.
You know what? We have talked about that, Betty. We've talked about pharmaceutical drugs and how ridiculous it is and how the nation's all on these drugs. And really what happens is you get hooked and someone else gets rich. Thanks for the call. But we'll dive deeper into that. We had Dr. Wallach on the show, and you might have missed it. Go to AmericaTonightTeam.com and check out his – click on Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Betty. You'll love it. It is. It's unbelievable. It's a scam what's happening, and the American people are getting raked over the coals and then some. Don in Wyoming, you have the last word on this show. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Hey, couple quick things. What if Obama actually did something presidential and he told the NFL and the owners they didn't have their teams on the field by the beginning of September? They're fired, like Clayton did to the air traffic controllers. Like, you can never play again in this country.
They're private corporations, you know? Though. That would be tough to do.
You got these millionaires and billionaires crying and griping at each other, you know. And a lot of people, regular people, got jobs, you know. Parking attendants or whatever, the chicks and the hot dogs, whatever in the ballparks. There are going to be out jobs this coming fall, but, you know, that they're counting on. This is a wrong time to be having some kind of stupid little pissy fight over $9 billion.
I agree. They're the ones who get stuck, yes.
Yeah. Now, did I hear earlier you were talking about some radiation that hit the Ronald Reagan and a few ships or whatever from this nuclear disaster that's happening in Japan?
They moved the ships away a little bit. They moved them out of range just to be safe, but they felt like it wasn't a big deal, that it was okay. And there were helicopters that were going in and doing rescue, and they checked out the guys, and they're fine, they're basically saying.
Well, I was going to say, man, it took them 66 years to finally nuke us back, so...
You're bad.
Hey, no, seriously, you know how much I love Japan, Kate, but, you know, Japanese portray to be, you know, extremely smart, and they are. Their school systems are far better than ours, and very smart people. But, Kate, you know, being smart and having common sense, and, you know, and I don't claim to have a lock on common sense. I've said some dumb things on your program before. But, you know, when you put a nuclear power plant on the beach, and you're sitting there in a country that's invented the word tsunami, and is constantly being hit by these things, you know, over their history, and you put a nuclear power plant on a beach, I mean, is there something wrong with that? It doesn't make any sense to me, Kate.
You know what, Don, thanks for the call. You do get points for that one. If you think about it, where they're positioned, you're right. And earthquakes in the past, this was a 40-year-old plant, so they had some devastating earthquakes in Japan. Not like they didn't know they weren't having them. The location is rather curious. I'm going to leave you with this from a philosopher who I happen to like named Baruch Spinoza, who said, to be what we are and to become what we're capable of becoming is the only end in life. Think about it.